Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from the daily daf for Daf Lamidalad Imeseches Erevin is the opening of cans on Shabbos as it emerges directly from our daf. The Mishnah on Lamidalad Amidbeis tells us that the halacha is that if an Erev is trapped inside of a closet and the key is lost, it is considered a valid Eruv. The Gemara asks, but what about who ve'eruvo eino b'makom echad? He and the Eruv are not in the same place because he cannot access the Eruv. It should be considered, explains Rashi, as two different places. The Gemara gives a fascinating answer. The Gemara says we're talking about a migdal, a closet that is made of bricks that are piled up that could easily be assembled and disassembled. Tosus on Lamidalad Amabez, one of the most important Tosusin in all of Hilchos Shabbos, Dibar Maschil Va'amai, and this repeats itself in Mesechah Shabbos on Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph Dibar Maschil Shover Adam, asks a bomb kasha. And that is, the Gemara seems to be assuming that if the Migdal was made out of wood, you would not be able to break it open. Yet, we have a Beferish Mishnah. Shover Adam Esachavis. The Mishnah tells us on Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph in Shabbos that you're allowed to break open a barrel, Lechol Emenu Grogeris, to eat a date that is inside. The Gemara fleshes out because we have a rule of Ein Binyan Vistira Bekalim. Halachically, breaking open a kli is not considered bone or stira. You might be familiar that this is a big sugya in Shas, in Lamed Gimel and Beitza, as well as over there. We're going to have it on tomorrow's daf, Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, but that's the conclusion. Asks to Osos, why does the Gemara say the issue is that you could access the Eruv because we're talking about a specific type of migdal? Let us say that it's the average type of migdal, a wooden type of closet. Most closets today are made out of closet. And wood, excuse me. And the reason why you're allowed to access it, because there's no problem of breaking it. Tosas gives two terutzim. One terutz Tosas gives is that we're talking about a large utensil. Ein binyan v'stira bekelim only applies to small utensils. This position is codified in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Yudalit Sif Aleph, as well as another teretz that Tosas gives. And that's the teretz that we're going to focus on. Tosas says a big chidush. And the big chidush is that shover adam es hachavis is not a regular chavis. A regular chavis would be prohibited. However, what we're talking about is a chavis that some Rishonim refer to as a mustaki, which is based on the Gemara in Beitz on Lama Gimel on the Beis, and that is that it is not a high-quality barrel. Actually, it's a piece of barrel that were once broken apart and then glued together. It's a shabby keli. Since it's a shabby keli, then there is no real stira that you're doing to this utensil. This is the psak in halacha. And what I mean by that is, this is how in contemporary halacha, we assume about our sugya and the Mishnah of Shover Adam Es HaChavis. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Yudalad Sif Katan Aleph writes, Avolim Hoysa Shleima Havestira Gemura Va'asar Afilu Bikli Katan, and that's following on the words of the Mechaber, Ein binyan v'stira v'kelim v'hani mili she'ein a binyan mamish kigon chavis shenishbra v'dibeik shivareha b'zefes yochol l'shabra likach masha b'socha. The only time it's permissible to open a kli or destroy a kli, when we say ein binyan v'stira v'kelim, and we're focusing now on the stira part, is if it is a weak kli. This brings us to a very important question. Halacha lemaisa. We've discussed this previously in the halacha from the daily daf, and now we come to it from a different angle in Erevin Lamidalad Amabez. And that is, what's the story with opening cans on Shabbos? At the end of the day, a can is not a few pieces of shabby wood. A can could really, really, really last. Is opening up a can, let's say a can of peaches, a can of applesauce, a metal can we're discussing right now, is that a problem of stira bekelim? There are three different explanations from the great poskim of why a can would be permissible to open on Shabbos. Of course, keep in mind that you're not allowed to make a fine hole, as the Mechaber goes on to say, which would be a separate issur of Nekev Yofeh, which we've discussed in the past, and halacha from the Daily Daf from Sefer Shabbos. Here are the three reasons. The Chazon Ish in Orach Chaim Nun Aleph Yud Aleph says a brilliant idea which we've elaborated on in the past, and that is when a can is a metal can that is closed, it's not considered a kli altogether. Unlike a barrel that serves a function when it is holding the material, for example, many of these barrels have a spout that you could use to let the contents out. The Chazon Ish says it's not considered a utensil at all. In the past, we've mentioned Rav Nevensal's question about this when we were discussing this position of the Chazon Ish in Perakira. Although the Chazon Ish would be machmir, that to open it and then to use it as a utensil would be a problem of bonim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, our grand Rebbe in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Tes Ha'ora Yud, claims that it is considered a kli. This is what I heard from his great Talmud, our great Rebbe, Rav Nevensal Shlita. However, it will be permissible to open it because it's considered like a mustaki. Since it's not normal for a can to be used more than once and it's immediately thrown out, then it's no longer like a healthy barrel. It might be strong, but a healthy barrel was reused and reused. A mustaki was one that was weak and tended not to be reused. And therefore, if you throw it out, it's considered like a mustaki, and then it becomes mamish, tesis, lamedalad, amabez, meseches, erevin, and mutter. Finally, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a similar but slightly different approach, in our Chaim Chelek Alef Simin Kuf Chaf Beis, Anaf Tes, suggests that the reason why it's permissible to open a can is because of a halacha in Simin Shin Yud Dalet, Sifches, called chosalos. Chosalos were the utensils that were used to hold dates, and they were made out of palm branches. So they were like these wicker baskets that the Mechaber says expressly you're allowed to break. Rav Moshe is Mechadesh that really there's no difference between the wicker baskets and the metal can, because at the end of the day, the usage of them was the same. It was a klipa. It was an outer membrane that was there to protect the food. That's all this metal cap, metal utensil is. It's not a real kli. It's a klipa that's there to protect the food. It is for these three reasons that if one is not going to use the utensil again, that it would not be an Isur and Shabbos. Whether the Chazon Ish would say that that would be enough is debatable, but clearly, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zichrei Tzadikim Levracha, held that it was permissible, and if I'm not mistaken, it is the minig of Klal Yisrael to follow this leniency that emerges from our Taisis in Erevin on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes Halacha topic from Daf Lamed Aleph.